I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A new survey done by the University of Montana and Stanford University reveals some surprising opinions on healthcare in Montana. The statewide representative sample poll was done over landlines and cell phones in February in advance of a conference last week at UM. UM political science professor Christopher Musty helped put the survey together. He said the healthcare question started with asking Montanans if they had health insurance.
We found that almost 90% of Montanans had some form of insurance or some kind of coverage for care. What we did find, though, was that 17% did not see a doctor in the past year due to cost, and another quarter of Montanans delayed health care for a reason not related to cost. For example, distance or having to wait too long to get into a clinic. A lot of people who have insurance did mention cost as a specific problem in gaining access. And people in urban areas had harder problems getting appointments in a narrow area of time.
Sounds like a lot of Montanans have health insurance coverage, but being able to use that coverage to get access to actual health care itself, that still sounds like an issue.
It does. And if we drill down into that, I think we would probably find that a lot of that has to do with the fact that there are high deductibles, and then again, just the how much health care availability is there. Distance really does matter in the rural West, and especially in Montana.
You asked people specifically their opinions about the Affordable Care Act, what a lot of people call Obamacare, right?
Yep. It was not very popular in the state of Montana by about 2-1, 64-31% people thought it was not a success. That included a big urban-rural split. About 72% of rural residents thought Obamacare or the ACA was not working well. Only 55% of urban residents thought it wasn't working well. There's a really strong partisan component to how people view the Affordable Care Act. Republicans are extremely opposed. Democrats are much more positively disposed towards the Affordable Care Act.
Did they have a chance to tell you why they liked it or did not like it?
Yes, we specifically asked them if they were helped or hurt by Obamacare. And the main reason they gave was that their costs had gone up. Now, healthcare costs have gone up, you know, pretty much since time immemorial in the United States. So it's unclear if they felt like the costs had accelerated due to Obamacare. Very few people specifically said that they lost insurance. And in terms of the people who were favorably disposed towards Obamacare or the ACA, I should say, they were primarily saying that they had access that they didn't have before, or some family member of theirs was able to keep insurance that they would have otherwise lost, or that they'd been able to have coverage for a condition, a pre-existing condition that had prevented them from getting health insurance before. There was very little mention of cost going down, but there was a lot of people saying that their costs had stabilized, and we had a fairly small number but significant number of people saying that their deductibles had gone down from previously. And interestingly enough, in Montana, it's difficult to separate out people's responses to the Affordable Care Act from their responses to the Medicaid expansion, because the Medicaid expansion is partly taking place because of provisions of the Affordable Care Act. So when people think of Obamacare, they may be thinking of some of the negative aspects of it and not some of the other follow-on aspects like making the Medicaid expansion possible in Montana.
So the Medicaid expansion, which was passed by the legislature last year and has just started to be rolled out January 1st of this year, you say there, a majority of Montanans view that favorably?
It was interesting. We asked the question with three possible responses. We asked if they were favorably disposed or opposed to the Medicaid expansion. And then we asked if they would favor expanding the expansion to cover all Montanans. And 36% of Montanans favored the expansion. 27% favored expanding the expansion to cover all Montanans. So almost two-thirds of Montanans either like the expansion or want it to go even further and to include all Montanans. And roughly about 35-36% of Montanans are opposed to the expansion.
So remind me again, the raw number of people who say they're opposed to the Affordable Care Act was how much?
64% of Montanans said they were unfavorable towards the Affordable Care Act.
But it sounds like roughly the same amount say that they are in favor of the Medicaid expansion or expanding the Medicaid expansion even further. And the Medicaid expansion itself is part of the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. 63% of Montanans either favorably viewed the Medicaid expansion or wanted it to be expanded to cover all Montanans, not just the people who were additionally covered under the 2015 expansion.
Christopher Musty, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Christopher Musty is a political science professor at the University of Montana. He helped field the survey we just discussed for the annual Rural West Conference held in Missoula last week. The survey results aren't published yet, but you can find a link to the conference on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.